Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Now partly cloudy and 53 degrees. Senate Judiciary Committee members on both sides of the aisle are looking ahead to the process to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett as a Supreme Court Justice.
Utah Republican Mike Lee says moving ahead with this process fulfills the president's pledge to appoint specific judges.
Who are textualists and who are originalists, who interpret the law based on what it says rather than on the basis of what they might wish that it said.
But Ohio Democrat Dick Durbin says partisanship shows through Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's lack of involvement in coronavirus relief.
Didn't have the time to do it. And yet when this vacancy occurred, he dropped everything. Now we're going hell-bent on getting this done before the election.
Both men on ABC's This Week, October 12th, has been targeted as the start date for hearings. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Police are investigating a shooting early Sunday in South Wichita in the 4400 block of South Meridian at a mobile home park. A party was taking place at a residence when the shooting occurred. Two men in their 20s were taken to a local hospital for treatment, and they are expected to recover. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office has identified five people who were killed in a crash in western Sedgwick County.
It happened around 4:30 Friday afternoon at the intersection of 71st Street South and 263rd Street West. The victims were identified as 32-year-old Jessica Noel, 10-year-old Anaya Brady, 4-year-old Jeffrey Thompson III, and 4-month-old Hank Thompson. 1-year-old Mac Thompson died in the hospital Saturday morning. The family's SUV driven by Noel was traveling southbound on 263rd Street when it collided with a grain truck that was headed east on 71st Street. The grain truck driver failed to stop at the stop sign and was not injured. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Wichita Police Department spent more than $1.5 million in overtime for officers and other employees to monitor protests in the city in early June.
The department implemented a plan to ensure public safety during social justice demonstrations that began after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis in May. The demonstration stayed calm in Wichita except for two nights in early June when police cleared protesters after vandalism and looting. The Wichita Eagle reports the plan ran from June 2nd to 14th, with police employees claiming more than 30,000 in paid overtime hours and more than 5,500 hours of compensatory time. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The Wichita School District has begun releasing COVID-19 data for students.
From September 18th through the 24th, 4 students who learn in person and 6 students who learn remotely tested positive for COVID-19. Terry Moses, Director of Safety and Environmental Services, tells KSN News the district says they will not identify cases by school to protect the identity of students and staff.
What we want to do by putting out the accurate information is to stop that misinformation.
Officials say they want families to know that they're working to make schools as safe as possible while continuing to remain transparent. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A new report claims President Trump paid virtually no taxes in recent years, allegations the president called made up.
The New York Times reporting the president paid no federal taxes in 10 of the last 15 years and just $750 in 2016 and again in 2017. The president dismissed the report as fake news. His lawyer claims it's riddled with, quote, gross inaccuracies, adding the president paid tens of millions of dollars in federal taxes over the past decade.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reporting. Florida police and campaign officials say President Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Brad Parscale, has been hospitalized after he threatened to harm himself. Police officers say they talked Parscale out of his Fort Lauderdale home Sunday after his wife called police to say that he had multiple firearms and was threatening to hurt himself. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve at 10 in the morning here on a Monday, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And this morning in traffic, well, things looking all right at this time out there. The traffic volumes really haven't started to pick up that much yet. Not seeing any big slowdowns, and the traffic conditions looking good in the Wichita area at this time. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny and windy today with a high of 68 degrees. Now partly cloudy, northwest wind at 9 miles per hour and 49 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. 6:12 now here on a Monday morning with Steve and Ted. This is Monday, September 28th. 2020. We had a cloudy, windy day with rain across south central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 73 degrees, normal high 77. At my house, we had a shower that lasted about 10 or 15 minutes. It really came down for a little bit there in Riverside. And then you had some spotty rain totals around the city and around the area.
Well, not to steal my own thunder, but of course, here in a little bit, we're going to be talking about the Wichita Open out at Crestview, and they had a good little delay that they had to deal with during the middle of that final round yesterday.
I bet they did.
Yeah.
On this date in 1953, the temperature in Wichita reached 103 degrees. This is the latest occurrence of a 100-degree reading in the city's history. That was in 1953. And on this date in 1928, Scottish medical researcher Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin, the first effective antibiotic. How about that? 1928. I didn't realize it was that young. I thought it had been around a while. But anyway, 1928, and Fleming was the man's name. My wife is allergic to penicillin, by the way.
You know, you're a guy that loves your history. That's actually a story you need to look into if you haven't heard it. It's a pretty interesting one. The discovery of penicillin and
a lot of petri dishes involved, and
the petri dishes involved, and it wasn't exactly what he was trying to do.
That's,
put it that way.
Great things happen on accident a lot of times.
Yeah, but he was smart enough to recognize exactly what was going on.
Yeah, we have great things happen by accident here every day. More than 100 people have been arrested on criminal and traffic offenses during an unauthorized car rally in a Maryland city, where confrontations between participants and police were captured on videos. The Baltimore Sun reports police were from neighboring jurisdictions helped Ocean police officers with crowd control at the H2OI rally in the beach town. Ocean City Police Chief Ross Bazzuro says the rally participants came to the city to disrupt, destroy, and disrespect our community and our law enforcement officers. Apparently they were not making a point, they're not making a protest, they just wanted to raise heck. And Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan has vowed to end the annual event in Ocean City, the H2OI. H2OI. I don't know what that stands for. But there you go. They got out of hand. Authorities in North Carolina say one person was wounded in a shooting at a Halloween haunted house attraction. Investigators arrested five juveniles and seized three guns after responding to a report of shots fired at the Reaper's Realm haunted house in China Grove. The Charlotte Observer reports fights broke out among a crowd of about 1,000 people at the attraction, a scene that the sheriff's office described as chaotic. One person was treated at a hospital for a gunshot wound to the foot.
Well, haunted houses are supposed to scare you, I suppose.
The person has since been released, but so nobody seriously injured, but 1,000 people at one of these crazy haunted houses, and somebody decided they would act up. It's okay. There's a couple of stories about misbehaving people from the weekend. Let's see.
Well, we never have any shortage of misbehaving.
We have misbehaving people. They keep us in business.
Yeah.
I'm seeing out of the corner of my eye that the networks, the television networks, are all over this story.
All right.
Football legend Joe Montana had a scare as an intruder came into his Malibu, California home Saturday.
I saw this.
39-year-old woman came through an unlocked door at Montana's home and grabbed one of his grandchildren. Montana managed to wrestle the child away from the woman right before she ran away. L.A. County Sheriff's deputies were nearby and arrested the woman on kidnapping and burglary charges.
Wonder if they were going to try to ransom this kid? Or
well, who knows? Ugh, some nutty people weird. Running around out there. Joe Montana, 64 years old, football Hall of Famer, thanks to his time with the San Francisco 49ers and then the Kansas City Chiefs. But there's a grandparent's nightmare. He lives in Malibu, obviously a very nice place that they live. The guy's got a lot of money, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently he doesn't believe he has to lock his doors here. Or maybe somebody just, it was an accident and they left it open.
Still, however it worked out.
Yeah, however. We're standing just a few minutes. Chad's going to bring us up to date on sports. We've done Monday Night Football. Chiefs playing at Baltimore, so we'll talk about that coming up.
Yeah.
And what else is going on? Flu season's here. Got my shot.
I still haven't gotten my shot. I need to do that.
Yeah. Shelly and I have got our shots, and we're ready to rock and roll.
Well, I usually get one when I go to a doctor's appointment, and I don't have any scheduled anytime soon, so I'm going to have to schedule this one myself.
You can go to there. It's free where several places around town. Hey, this is something that almost eluded me because on our service that gives us Today Is, okay?
All right.
They were real good about Daughter's Day the other day. Remember they had that last week?
Sure, yeah.
But they did not even, this service did not even mention that it's National Sons Day.
Oh.
So I guess they just, either they don't think boys count or I don't know. But it is. Day honors all the sons across the world. I put a little picture of my son and I on Facebook this morning. My personal Facebook, my son Scott, who is a retired United States Air Force and working out at Kansas Newman University. And it's Newman, not Kansas Newman, Newman University.
You're right.
So we're celebrating our son, our only son, and pretty proud of him. And I think most dads and moms are proud of their sons in most cases.
I imagine.
And so, National Sons Day.
Good.
6:18 now, Steve and Ted here on
KNSS. I don't have one, so let's just go into sports.
You can borrow mine for today. Let's do sports now. Lead off sports with Chad Chambers. And I said we did a big golf trim over the weekend, and it wrapped up what yesterday, right after the rain.
After the rain, yeah, it actually got started before it, and then they kind of had an hour and 18 minute delay, just for the rain and for some wind, and of course, all day they were dealing with the wind.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was really hurting some of those scores on Sunday, Saturday, and Sunday, both. Really, really windy days out there at the Wichita Open, supporting Wichita's youth, which wrapped up yesterday at Crestview Country Club. So, yeah, it was going on pretty much all weekend. Jared Wolf started the day yesterday with a 3-stroke lead, but by the time it came down to the 18th, he was just holding on to a 1-stroke lead over Taylor Pendrith, who he was paired with there on that final hole. And you heard the finish. Over on, or right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Got it. Taylor Pendrith makes par on the 18th hole. Jared Wolf now with 3 feet to clean it up and get his second Korn Ferry Tour victory of the year. But the opportunity right now is in Jared Wolf's hands. Ball's in motion. Got it.
So Jared Wolf finishes one over for the day after coming in at 17 under, but it's good enough to win this tournament by one shot. 23rd time in 31 years that the margin of victory in this event has been one stroke or in a playoff, and I think we're all happy with the weather conditions that it wasn't a playoff again this year.
No doubt.
Yep, Jared Wolf survived that windy final round with a 71 to finish the week at 16 under at one point. Play was delayed for over an hour by wind and the rain. Taylor Pendrith finished solo second, one back at 15 under. With the wind, Wolf's moves into a fourth place on the season-long Korn Ferry Tour and is one win away from what they call the three-win battlefield promotion right up to the PGA Tour. If you get 3 wins on the Korn Ferry, you move up. In contention all tournament long and tying for third, two strokes behind the winner were Dawson Armstrong and former KU golfer Brad Huffinger, so it was a good finish for him. At one point, play was delayed for over an hour by wind and rain. Got that in there a second time. In the Associated Press college football poll, all Division I teams that plan to play in the fall are now eligible to be included no matter when they play or how many games. And so the rankings are all over the place. Number 6 Ohio State and number 10 Penn State moved into the rankings. They don't have a game scheduled until late next month. But they're number 6 and number 10. Clemson still ranked number 1. Alabama ranked number 2. Oklahoma no longer ranked number 3. Florida moves up into the third place. Oklahoma dropped down to number 18 after their 38-35 home loss to Kansas State on Saturday.
Way to go, Cats!
Yeah, Wildcats. Yeah. Handing them a loss. Interestingly enough, K-State is now getting some votes. They are not in the AP Top 25. Even more interesting, Arkansas State, who beat Kansas State in their home opener. Arkansas State's now getting some votes because of this. So, at transitive property, in a fairly meaningless preseason Associated Press college football poll, Baylor handled KU pretty easily, 47-14 at home, and that was back on Saturday. Brady Singer finishes his rookie season with a pretty good performance. Alex Gordon wraps up his long Royals career. Kansas City got a 3-1 win over the Detroit Tigers yesterday. The Royals finished just above last place Tigers in the AL Central in their first season under manager Mike Matheny. So, how the Royals season wound up. Let's see. Tonight, over on KFH, it is the WSU Chris Lamb Coaches Show. We're going to check in with Chris Lamb about this strange year and get his look at WSU volleyball as the AAC has postponed volleyball until the spring of 2021. We're just touching base with Chris Lamb. You can hear that tonight over on KFH at 6 o'clock. At 6 o'clock right here on KNSS, though, Monday Night Football. It's Kansas City Chiefs facing the Baltimore Ravens. And Ravens head coach John Harbaugh says this is a big one.
They're kind of fearless, you know. When they get down, they just go for it, you know, and they've got the players to do it. And we understand that these early season games, you know, have impact, and that games won in September definitely have an impact on December, you know, so that's something that we understand. But beyond that, you just got to focus on the task at hand and just try to win the next game. And the next game is a big and exciting game.
Monday Night Football, and that Chiefs Radio Network right here. Pregame start at 6 o'clock tonight on KNSS. The Chiefs on the road at Baltimore. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
6:23 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Focus on the word resilience. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.